USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We are hurt, but not broken.
As the Galveston County DA's office releases the names of the 8 students and 2 teachers killed when a 17-year-old gunman started shooting at Santa Fe High School on Friday, the community holds a vigil last night where the mayor-elect Jason Tabor says,
"Our strength comes through our resiliency. We are Santa Fe strong. Please pray for our city."
Meanwhile, the family of the suspected gunman says they're just as shocked and confused as everyone else. The British royal family, embracing its newest member, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, are husband and wife after a lavish televised wedding at Windsor Castle that was watched by millions worldwide. Kentucky Derby winner Justify has now won the second leg of the Triple Crown, winning the 143rd running of the Preakness Stakes yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
On Hawaii's Big Island, the Air National Guard is now using helicopters to airlift some residents from a neighborhood near the Kilauea volcano, where lava has crossed a major road, cutting off at least 40 more homes. The USGS says the new fissures are continuing to open, raising the danger of more lava flows. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the vote in the UN Human Rights Council for an investigation into last week's conflict with Palestinians is irrelevant, as we hear from John Clemens.
Israeli officials remain adamant that they will continue to defend their nation from rioting Palestinians like those who tried to storm the Gaza border, claiming 60 lives. U.S. Representative Theodore Ligre said the vote to investigate was all part of the UN's bias against Israel.
"We want nothing more than a peace that offers a brighter future to both Israel and Palestinians. The continued anti-Israeli bias of this council does nothing to promote that future."
USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The couple, now officially known as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. The passenger jet crash in Cuba that killed 110 people on the island on Friday is the nation's deadliest air disaster in nearly 30 years. That Boeing 737 crashed just seconds after taking off from Havana's Joe Marti International Airport. 99 of the dead were Cubans. All 6 Mexican crew members also died in the crash. 3 women survivors are in the hospital in critical condition. Flags are flying at half staff in Cuba, marking 2 days of national mourning. The hundreds there and countless around the world watching on TV see an American, Meghan Markle, become part of the British royal family as she married Prince Harry on Saturday.
"Faithful God, holy and eternal, source of life and spring of love, we thank and praise you for bringing Harry and Meghan to this day."
And First Lady Melania Trump returning home to the White House yesterday morning to continue her recovery following surgery to treat a benign kidney condition last Monday. The staffers at the White House said in a statement, "The First Lady remains in high spirits and feels very thankful for the thousands of calls and emails wishing her well." Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.